main purpose is to remind people of some of the crimes against humanity that these two men committed in Western Darfur. They burnt a mosque, murdered hundreds of people. They helped to orchestrate the rapes of many women. And in Mukjar, one of the major towns in West Darfur, they expelled over 34,000 people. And now, neither of these men have been tried for their crimes, and the International Criminal Court has stepped in with an arrest warrant. It's the one-year anniversary of them, and we're seeking to call on the international community, in particular the African Union, the UN Security Council, and the European Union, to act in order to enforce these arrest warrants and see justice done for those victims.
Many people have become, to a certain extent, immune to the violence and the horror of what is going on in Darfur. How can we overcome that, which is perhaps a more concerning issue?
There's been a dangerous temptation in some of the media to think of Sudan as more like Somalia, with lots of different armed groups all fighting each other. You've got to understand that at a lower, more fundamental level, there are strong forces within Sudan being particularly orchestrated by the government in Khartoum, which encourage the fragmentation of armed groups, that encourage the turning off of aid to civilians in IDP camps, that encourage the fighting and renew the fighting in West Darfur. Very recently, where another 58,000 were driven from their homes.